Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on AM 1290. If anyone can identify this music, you will win a prize. Don't ask me what it is. We will vary our music show to show, and I hope you enjoy my eclectic taste, which truly is all over the place. At some point, I actually hope to have my son come in here and perform for you. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11 a.m. and rebroadcast every Thursday at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. If you're listening while we're live on Thursday morning, please call in at 805-564-1290 or toll free at 866-564-1290 or email me at bruce@brucesallen.com. That's Bruce followed by Sallen. That's S like slash, again in honor of my son. That's his favorite guitarist, Sallan.com. So today, I want to thank you for joining us on the Bruce Allen Show. Today we discussed how teens deal with their anger, their angst, their hormonal moods, and more. We also discussed the intricacies of single-parent dating, and we, I think, just touched the surface with Rachel Serra on that one. Our guests were Wayne Levine for the Men's Room, and he can be reached at bettermen.org. He's written a great book, which I highly recommend, that you can buy from his site, and it's called Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. That's an acronym. NUTS stands for Non-Negotiable Unalterable Terms. We have a caller, so I will take that before I continue with the thank yous. This is Wayne.
Hi. Hello.
Is this my Wayne?
No, this would be Wayne. I used to have a show on this station, but the answer to your question is The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly by Henry Mancini.
What took you so long? Actually, it's not by Henry Mancini. It's by Enrico Morricone, or however you say it. It
really?
Is not Henry Mancini. That would be the Pink Panther theme. So I'm sorry, okay. Wayne, you lose.
All right.
But you did get it right, the right movie. Okay, now just to make it easy so you feel like a winner, who was the star?
Clint Eastwood.
Okay, with that, I'm going to let you go because you are a winner, and I thank you for listening, and I thank you for calling. Take care, Wayne.
All right, thanks.
We also had today as a guest Pastor Drew Sams of the Calvary Church in Westlake Village, California. He joined us for our teen rap segment from Hawaii on his anniversary, and I sure hope we'll have him back again as a regular. And finally, for our single-parent dating segment, we had Rachel Serra, who writes the wonderful blog Single Mom Seeking. Future topics of our show will include the subjects of my weekly column, including parenting issues, gender issues, marital ups and downs, divorce, being a single mom or dad, men's issues, raising boys, and lots more. I don't write about raising girls because I don't have them, though I do write and talk about what it's like when my son has begun to date and has a girlfriend, which he does. Next week's subject will be about your mothers and fathers. Were they there for you? So many men and women I encounter carry such anger and hurt over their abandonment by a parent or their lack of love, care, and involvement of their parents in their lives. I think this is a very troubling issue and affects us all through our adulthood. My Dad's Point of View column, as a reminder, is published each Tuesday in the Santa Barbara News Press right here on page 2 of the first section where you can see my handsome mug. You can find it when you see, my handsome mug, or you can find it by Googling A Dad's Point of View or Bruce Allen. I am happy to say that I show up in a great number of searches, and the column actually appears all over the world in at least 8 different countries right now. Each week's show will probably be based on that week's column, or at least inspired by it. Questions of any nature are encouraged for each show, and you can write or call. Email me again at bruce@brucesallen.com. And I thank you again for joining us for our second live show. And please remember, be the best mom or dad you can be. Goodbye for now.